It's 24th of June, when I worked in Iraq and covered the war against ISIS for myself and even on the air. I call it a world war in miniature. World in the sense that the military units from various countries took part in it, from Britain, the United States, and as I can remember, even from New Zealand. And in miniature, because battles were fought in a rather limited space and foreign contingents, by the standards of past decades, were quite small. The same definition, world war in a miniature, if desired, can be applied to our war against Russian invaders. And it's not just about foreign volunteers, like the American Lloyd, whom I have already talked about several times, and not only about the weapons that come to us from all over the world. In general, in any military unit, you understand how much our countries do for Ukraine. Let me explain in the simplest examples. We are now in one of the eastern regions that the Russians are trying to capture. Police officers at some checkpoints here are wearing bulletproof vests with the inscription "Police" in Turkish. These are gifts from the volunteers from Turkey. Yesterday I arrived at another military unit quite late in the evening. Dinner was over long ago and I was fed with British dry rations, which London sends to our country for free. The officer who met me arrived in a truck sent by the people of Scotland, having collected money for it and bought it specifically for the needs of the Ukrainian army. A lot of the medicines in the army hospitals were received from Lithuanians, Poles and Czechs. And so it is in everything and everywhere, in any military unit, in any village near front, there is a food, equipment, medicines sent by caring people from all over the world. Yes. Very often, this is the help from the ordinary people and not from the governments or international organizations. People themselves cooperate with each other, find out what the Ukrainian army or civilians need, buy and send to us. This help means a lot to us, both symbolically, after all, its presence demonstrates that we have not been forgotten, the whole world is with us, and of course practically. Ukraine, contrary to the lies of Russian propaganda, did not prepare for an attack on Russia, did not accumulate forces and materials for this. And then the Russian invasion happened. In the very first hours, the Russians bombed part of the warehouses with equipment, medicines and food. At the same time, the numbers of the Ukrainian army almost doubled in the very first days of the war because thousands of people volunteered to join the ranks. Without outside help, it would be very difficult for us not only to fight, but also to dress, eat and be treated in hospitals. Ukraine is now like a shield protecting civilization from Russia, which has gone mad and plunged into fascism. And every parcel from abroad, every box of medicines, every bulletproof vest and even every can of canned food is a small rivet in this shield that makes it a little but still stronger.